This is TWiT.
Can you give us the 30,000 foot view by kind of describing and whatever sort of relationship you want to talk about in terms of Ushahidi and Crisis.net, however you think one would explain the other or whatever. What a long question, but take it from there.
No, it's cool. So Ushahidi is a technology company, and we make a variety of technology products for social good. We also do strategic consulting, kind of anything that we can get our hands in that uses technology to make the world a better place, frankly. And then Crisis.net is a project that I work on. And we're focused specifically on that gap between people taking action on data and actually collecting the data in the first place. Because I think even though the for-profit space, we're all, you know, we're really used to having data at our fingertips. We can do all sorts of interesting things with it. We hire a data scientist and we predict the future. But in the humanitarian space and just the social good space in general, it's a little bit behind the curve. There's some challenges that are keeping people from using the data effectively. So that's what we're focused on Crisis.net.
Sure. And you were talking at the OSCON about this sort of ability to aggregate social networks. Can you talk more about that and how that contributes to all those derivatives that you're talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. So about social media in particular, there's a challenge in finding data when it comes to understanding a crisis. So a natural disaster or a conflict, it's usually tucked all over the place. So there's a lot of organizations that have some operational data, like people working on the ground, NGOs, governments, things like this. But it's difficult to get access to the information that they have, either because they don't know how to release it, or because it's sensitive, or just because nobody thought that it would be of value to anybody. They haven't quite reached the stage where people just accept that data is inherently useful. And so social media is fantastic because not only is it publicly available most of the time, but it is direct reports from people that are on the ground experiencing a natural disaster or a conflict. So the work that we were doing in particular around Syria was focused on all of the different, like there's a large number of different factions operating in Syria right now. The government, rebel groups, and the rebel groups are sort of segmented into a number of different organizations. And so it's a little bit difficult to know who's who, but each of these different organizations is self-promoting using Facebook pages and YouTube channels, just like kind of normal everyday organizations. And so based on the feed of information that they're putting out and the comments and the different ways that people are interacting with these organizations online, we found that you could get a pretty clear picture of what was happening on the ground just by tracking this kind of open data.
So you're saying you're primarily getting information from people who are self-announced to be someone who tracks that kind of boots on the ground stuff, or are you gathering more stuff from random tweets and Facebook posts and things like that?
It's a little bit of both. So I think the big fish, like the whale, is being able to look at the massive stream of social media data, like Twitter data, for instance, and find the needle in the haystack, find that one tweet amongst the noise that says, there's gunshots around the corner from me. And it's somebody that doesn't normally post about this kind of thing. Normally they're talking about the kind of music they listen to or the food they ate for breakfast, like all the stuff that the rest of us post on social media. But today they got caught up in some kind of conflict and they need to let their friends know or their community know that it's happening. We're approaching that problem. And then the shortcut to it is identifying people who have sort of gained a reputation for being active in a particular conflict or disaster, either because they are a person of note who happened to be in that situation, or they're an organization that is kind of a player in the conflict or the disaster recovery.